and get to follow the cows in their organic pastures, the work of killing them is not pretty. Poland was not just an observer. He participated as well. He did not succeed, however, in convincing me that there was anything noble in the enterprise. He may have salved his own conscience by claiming that the chicken whose throat he was about to cut betrayed no flicker of fear in his black eye. I found this neither comforting nor illuminating. He tells us that his companion in the slaughter, Daniel, has been killing chickens since he was 10 years old and doesn't seem to mind it. We are all able to bring to mind other situations in which people accustom themselves to killing. This fact in itself does not reveal the moral dilemma such killing may pose. Of course, I am not claiming that everyone who eats chicken or enjoys eggs is a sadist.